This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A pandemic-era program that helped low-income people keep up with their water and sewer bills is running out of funding. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports this comes as a federal report shows rural and tribal households have long struggled to keep their taps on.
Congress's Water Utility Assistance Program supported over 8,000 Montana households and ran out of money last year. A separate pool of water assistance funding for tribes is close to running dry, too. A federal report found tribal families are more likely to be in debt to their water utilities and owe more money. It also found that rural households experience higher disconnection rates for non-payment. Patricia Corshane with the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes says the water assistance program was a lifeline for those families, but adds that it's also helped households on well water.
When you have bacteria or something like that in your water and you're unable to drink it, you can get a bottled water system put into your home through this program.
Corshane says the tribes have about half of the roughly $600,000 they received left. She says families could struggle to afford clean drinking water once that funding runs out. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.
Federal agencies are asking for public feedback on five potential plans for managing Bears Ears National Monument in southeast Utah. KUER's David Kondos reports for the Mountain West News Bureau on the collaboration with tribes.
The plans are the result of a first-of-its-kind collaboration between federal agencies and five tribes to incorporate indigenous knowledge into the monument's management. Ruben Pacheco is with the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition. He says this is especially historic because public lands across the West often overlap with ancestral homelands.
So ensuring that tribal perspectives are meaningfully involved in the protection of these lands is a way to respect tribes, and it's a move towards what we consider repairing historical injustices.
The plan preferred by the partnership is Option E, which would limit some cattle grazing, off-highway driving, and camping. Rachel Wooten is with the Bureau of Land Management office in Monticello. She says the best way for people to make sure their voices are heard is to study the plans before responding.
The most helpful comments are the ones that provide new information, provide specific information about a use or an area that we might not have known or considered.
The agencies will launch a series of meetings to answer questions about the plans starting in April. I'm David Kondos in St. George.
In New Mexico, during a ceremony in Albuquerque last week, former Cochiti Pueblo governor and U.S. Marine Corps and Vietnam veteran Dr. Joseph Suena was presented with service medals he earned in the 1960s. U.S. New Mexico Senator Martin Heinrich helped retrieve the medals, which were stolen in the 70s in a house break-in. Heinrich also honored the veteran last week on the Senate floor, talking about his medals, which included the Purple Heart.
Dr. Suena also earned the following awards: the Combat Action Ribbon, the Marine Corps Good Combat Medal, the National Defense Service Medal, the Armed Forces Expeditionary Medal, Vietnam Service Medal, Rifle Sharpshooter's Badge, Pistol Expert Badge, and he also earned a Gallantry Cross Medal from the Republic of Vietnam. I was deeply honored to help retrieve these medals that recognize Dr. Suena's incredible bravery and sacrifices.
He was also recognized for his advocacy, especially for raising awareness of PTSD. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Drummond Woodsum, a full-service law firm whose nationally recognized tribal nations practice provides services to tribal nations and their enterprises and to companies that do business with tribes across the country. More at dwmlaw.com.
The Indian Arts and Crafts Board promotes Indian artists of federally recognized tribes through its online source directory. Information on this no-charge opportunity available at doi.gov/IACB, who support this program.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.